It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Sorry I've been gone a couple days, and white supremacists are back? Come on, America. The fallout from this weekend's festivities, maybe the wrong word, is still happening as the president's on the hot seat after his press conference yesterday where he condemned Nazis and white supremacists and then equally condemned counter-protesters. I think the phrase bad people on both sides is one he probably would like to take back, even though he says he won't. See, there are truths in what the president said. It's to be argued that the weekend violence was exacerbated by the anti-fascism brigade that's been neo-Nazi hunting for decades. When neo-Nazis show up in public, they show up as well to meet them with force. Like I said, this has been going on for decades. But the big difference is that one side shows up to promote hate, the other side shows up to call that out. Now, agreed, both of the alt-right and the alt-left, they both hijacked the political discourse in this country. But you'll never see a president in any political form dive into the cesspool just to score political points. These are fringe groups that the most mainstream man in America just legitimized. And before you say fake news or lamestream media, you just have to look at David Duke's Twitter where he thanked the president for his own words. Yikes. So the fervor isn't over a statue. It's over a movement that at one point enslaved a race of people, lynched them while burning their churches, or a movement that killed millions of Jews. That's now out in the open, yearning. It's yearning for us to be revisionist historians. The violence and the deaths from said violence are a tragic reminder that this is a scab, and the president is interested in ripping it off instead of letting it heal. Maybe you'd give this president the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's trying to make a gray, complicated issue a simple black and white one, but this is what happens when your credibility is on the line. When you take 2 days to respond, when you respond to everything else in 20 seconds, and you've shown a history of no empathy to the people affected by hate and human atrocities of the past, and also when you were fined by the feds for discriminatory practices in your businesses, but that's not relevant. I mean, or it's completely relevant. Again, tough couple days for America. In other news, CEOs are abandoning ship after the president's remarks, but like the best political minds of the local middle school, Trump said, no, I'm disbanding the advisory council instead. You can't quit because you're fired. You can't win this wiffle ball game because I'm denting the ball. You can't beat me in a foot race because I quit running and instead eliminated the race because the runners were lazy and bad for America. Right? Did I get it? I nailed it. Attorney General Jeff Sessions doubled down on Chicago's defiance over denying funding for sanctuary cities. He went as far to tie illegal immigration to one of the reasons why Chicago has such violent crime. Huh. Possible, I guess. But that would be letting our true blue American-born gangbangers off the hook. They should get credit for their awesome achievements, right? Rahm responded by saying, don't you have other things to worry about? Charlottesville. The State House is back in session today, but they won't take up SB1, the education funding veto override, till next week because, yeah, you know, all they got is time. Instead, they faked a vote on the amendatory bill language, and rumor has it that Speaker Madigan is going to put up a new bill that is the exact wording of SB1. I'd say I'm shocked, but then again, our state legislature is so cliche, it's like an episode of The Bachelor. Really? It's not working out between Ryan and Ashley? But what about Gerard? I mean, he's got chemistry. No? Give me a break. I'd say make Springfield a reality show, but some of the stars have to be likable. Today was Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair, which means it was time to break out the big American flag. So big. So American. The whole state was wrapped in the whole stage was wrapped in stars and stripes, and the governor and other GOP leaders and candidates made their case for reform and why Mike Madigan sucks. Was there at least a cover band? That's the best part. The cover band's playing Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Otherwise, pretty dismal place to eat your pork chop on a stick, right? The governor has blocked the release of his wife's emails. Diana Rauner has communicated through her state address, and sources say that she uses said email to confer and consult on many issues and ideas. In short, the press wants to know if her image of a moderate Republican jives with what she emails. But for some reason, the governor's office won't release them, even though they're on the state email, which means, well, we pay for that server space. So now, needlessly, this will go to a judge who all you know is going to overturn, and the emails will be released, I'd say, a month or so before the election, right? I mean, haven't we learned anything from the last couple years? I mean, what's so bad in those emails? Was she hanging out with guys from the water department? Oh, Diane, you got to see this hilarious meme. In weather deceptively muggy, right? Oh, it's so nice out. Oh, why am I sweating? Oh, guys, muggy. It's all in one breath. That was one sentence. In sports, where do we start? So much that I missed. No way. I guess I didn't miss much. Like, just really nothing has happened. Let's start with the Cubs, who did what they were supposed to do last weekend and even the score with the Diamondbacks, thanks in part to a hot Chris Bryant. He's heating up. They've split the first two games of a four-game set with the Reds, who are really the worst team in the National League. So let's not go for a split here. Let's get three out of four. As of right now, they're a game up on the Brewers. Right now, the Cubs have a 4-1 lead in the first inning, so things looking up. The White Sox seem to have the toughest schedule in the majors. If it's not the Astros or the Royals, then they got a little easy trip to Southern Cal, take on the 84-win Dodgers. The only good news is that it's a two-game series. What? Aren't those, like, usually relegated for crosstown exhibitions or for the first series in April? A two-gamer? Going out west for two games? What? Don't you usually play two because it's too cold to play in a city that early in the season? Tonight, Carlos Rodon in the bump. Since I ridiculed him for not being an ace, he's responded with two great outings. Let's see if he can continue it tonight against the already anointed World Series champs, the LA Dodgers. This team has Yasiel Puig hitting eighth. Wow. Bears camp's over. Well, that was short. Really? Doesn't seem like training camp's a little longer, but it's only like 13 days. They're back at Halas Hall. Oh, well, the Bears are getting ready for their second preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals on Saturday. The big news is that they added a kicker. What's up? Yep, the same kicker who was cut on TV. Aguayu. Is that it? Aguayu? Did I get it right? He was a storyline last night on Hard Knocks after he missed three field goals in a preseason game and the coach released him. So naturally, the Bears are quick to upgrade. To be fair, Aguayu could be a steal. He was drafted in the second round a couple years back, but man, no 41-yard misses, right? That's the worst. That'll be a surefire way for us to stop watching Bears football altogether. That's an easy 32-yard. He lines up. Oh, he shanked it right. He's not even going to make the team. Connor Barth is stepping it up. He's not only arrived in a Tesla, but he's hit 11 in a row. So there you go. All right, what else to look at? I've been out of town. Did we change quarterbacks, or are we bored with that? Did we get bored with that already? Coach John Fox just wear us all down with his non-answers. If you're having trouble sleeping, go ahead and load up the MP3 of Fox answering questions at a press conference. You'll be getting a strong 8 hours every night. Injuries starting to mount up a bit for the Bears. No Kyle Long today. Prince Ukamura has a hammy issue, and, well, it's too early to care, right? And the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the home of the Atlanta Falcons, is going to have all sorts of great new amenities, including a Chick-fil-A. The Southern-based chicken shop is a favorite in Atlanta. One small problem, though, Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays because of the CEO's religious beliefs, and neither will this stand. So the Falcons chose a chicken shop for their new stadium that won't be open for the customers. I know there's a Dirty Bird joke in there somewhere. Just can't find it. And finally tonight, a new Journal of American Medicine study says that a quarter of people have injured themselves in some way or another at some point in time by grooming their pubic hair. How about that? Yep, rashes, burns, lacerations, and in some case, surgery. That makes me think of topiary artists in a whole new light. Gross. Shrubbery. That's the carryout for August 16, 2017. Hey, we're all out of ketchup packets, so you're just going to have to use the pump. Who doesn't love the pump? All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to join us to talk a little bit about state politics, what happened today in the House that was called into session. And at 8 o'clock, Professor Al Genie joins us to talk about the value of sport. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.